Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
Father Carter Griffin's newest book is one that needs to be on every pastoral formator's shelf. Forming Fathers, Seminary Wisdom for Every Priest, seeks to remind priests of the lessons so greatly needed to fulfill their calling faithfully. Learn more at stpaulcenter.com.
Hello and welcome back to Letters from Home. I'm Clem Harrell. Today is Saturday of the second week of Advent, December 10th, 2022. I do hope that your Advent is going well. And today we are reflecting on the prophet Elijah and his kind of fulfillment in the figures of John the Baptist and of Christ. And there's a couple of things in kind of connecting these readings that I think are helpful to kind of understand and to chew on. So clearly, in this first reading from Sirach, we have, a poignant, first of all, a summary of the kind of some of the deeds and the wonders of Elijah, and then this kind of prophetic vision, which says that you are destined to, in time to come, and to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord, to turn back the hearts of fathers towards their sons, to reestablish the tribes of Jacob, and There's this prophetic sense there that Elijah is going to somehow return. And this is also echoed in other parts of the Old Testament. Consider the prophet Malachi in chapter 4, verse 5, where he says, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And so I think we've got to understand these and other verses, Sirach 48, Malachi 4, understand these in the context, or rather they give the context for this gospel account that we have when the scribes are saying to Jesus, or they have been saying to Jesus and to his followers, who is this guy? Is he the new Elijah? And isn't Elijah supposed to come before the Messiah? So he claims to be the Messiah, but we haven't even had Elijah yet. So it's important to understand that the scribes were correct in asserting that Elijah had to come. The scribes, Jesus clarifies for the disciples, Elijah will indeed come and restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has already come. And then Matthew clarifies for us, he's speaking to them of John the Baptist. So Jesus doesn't see the scribes as being on the wrong track necessarily, or at least not on the wrong starting point. He says, no, look, the scribes are correct. Like, Elijah has to come before I can come. But the point is, he already came. He came in John the Baptist. And this is an important theme which I and I think the other commentators here on Letters from Home have talked about in the past, is this Elijah-Elisha connection. And I think often we think of Elijah as being the big wig, the big cheese, the important one of the two, but really there's this strong biblical sense in which Elisha is actually the one who is the more important. Elisha receives a double portion of Elijah's spirit, and he has twice as many miracles, and he sort of works wonders in an even more impressive way than Elijah does. And so there is this sense, even though Elijah's kind of the one who's the predecessor, he's really just paving the way for his follower, Elisha. And so we see the same thing, of course, with John the Baptist and with Jesus. John the Baptist is this sort of Elijah figure, and he fulfills these prophecies that Elijah, as we see in the first reading, will come. He's going to put an end to wrath. That is, he's going to conquer the regime of sin. He's going to turn the hearts of fathers towards their sons, reestablish the tribes of Jacob. All things which Christ is going to do, that Christ following on, Christ the new Elisha following from John the Baptist, the new Elijah is going to do. He's going to restore human relations, restore the tribes of Jacob through the new Israel, through the church. And there's a passage here that I think helps me to kind of chew on all of this. And it's from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which reminds us that when we're thinking about John the Baptist in relation to Jesus, we've got to remember that John the Baptist is more than a prophet. In him, the Catechism tells us, the Holy Spirit concludes his speaking through the prophets, John completes the cycle of prophets begun by Elijah. He proclaims the imminence of the consolation of Israel. He is the voice of the consoler who is coming. As the Spirit of truth will also do, John came to bear witness to the light. In John's sight, the Spirit thus brings to completion the careful search of the prophets and fulfills the longing of the angels. Wow. There's so much packed in here. The Catechism reminding us Elijah has this powerful role as the first of the prophets, the first in this series of holy men who through the Old Testament over the centuries have this profound longing, this profound desire which only Christ will fulfill. I see this, I think, in the psalm for today, this Old Testament longing, Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. This longing, this desire to see the face of God, which will ultimately be fulfilled or reach its culmination in John the Baptist, who brings this cycle, this trajectory, this arc to a conclusion, and he's the one who gets to see Christ in the flesh, to see the fulfillment of the longings of all of his predecessors, to see the face of God himself. And just as John came to bear witness to the light, Jesus is that very light. Jesus completes the careful search of the prophets and fulfills the longing of the angels. What a beautiful truth this is. And so I think today, when we read this gospel, when we read this first reading, we would do well to ask ourselves the same kinds of questions that the disciples were asking, which is, has Elijah indeed come? Has John the Baptist indeed come? And what has he said? What has he pointed us to? Who is this one that he points us to? As Jesus will ask his disciples, who do you say that I am? That, my brothers and sisters, is a question which resounds down the centuries and is a question which persists even today. Who do we say that he is? Who do we say that John the Baptist is? Who do we say that Jesus Christ is? Do we see John the Baptist as this greatest of the Old Testament prophets, the one who bears witness to the light, the one who prepares the way, who completes the cycle of the prophets? Do we see him as all of that? And do we see the way in which he points us to the figure of Christ? Do we see Christ for who John says he is? The light of the world who came so that we could have salvation, a salvation which we're going to see this Christmas coming in the form, the humble form of a little babe in Bethlehem. It is, I don't know, it's an amazing thing to be a Christian. It's an amazing thing to be a Catholic, to have this profound heritage, this profound story which we're all a part of, and that we can look to Elijah and Elisha, to John the Baptist and to all the prophets, and to see them very literally as our older brothers in the faith, to see all the matriarchs and the great women of the Old Testament as our older sisters in the faith. These are our brothers and sisters. These are part of the family of God. These are the ones who long to see Christ, who we have this privilege of knowing in our day. We have this privilege of living in the new covenant, a kind of privilege they could only have dreamt of, that the angels could only dream of. And we can experience him in the Eucharist. We can experience him through prayer. And so we just today, we rejoice in that truth. We continue to look forward eagerly to Christmas, to all of the good fun, the cheer, the carols, the gifts, midnight mass, all these things. But most importantly, we look forward to the coming of the Christ child who John the Baptist was so honored and so humbled to witness to and indeed to lay down his life for. So today, let's just pray very simply. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us.
Thank you for listening to Letters from Home, the Scripture Reflections podcast from the St. Paul Center. Listen daily with reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, Dr. Shane Owens, Ms. Joan Watson, and Mr. Clement Harold. Our production team includes Technical Director Rory Mitrick and producers Olivia Mosier and Joseph Palmer. Our mission at the St. Paul Center is to help you read scripture from the heart of the church. Subscribe and share Letters from Home, as well as Dr. Scott Hahn's podcast, The Road to Emmaus, and Mrs. Kimberly Hahn's podcast, Beloved and Blessed. For more faith-based resources, books, and Bible studies, visit stpaulcenter.com.